Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
And you're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm a little grumpy today. Dog kept waking me up, jumping off the bed, scratching for me to pick her up because she won't jump on the bed. Corey has stairs next to his side of the bed that he can jump on, but no, she wants to come on Mama's side, wake me up. A little grumpy. So I'm cleaning the kitchen today because I'm up. I mean, if I'm up, I might as well clean. And the bananas are sitting there, right? Bananas, a full batch. Is it called a batch or a bunch? It's a bunch of bananas, right? 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. It's a bunch of bananas, and they are all black and brown and mushy, and it looks like nobody touched the bananas. Now, I wouldn't have a problem with that if it wasn't 20 years of this. For 20 years, I will find a full batch of bananas that nobody ate, and I keep doing it. I keep going to the store, and I keep buying bananas. I'll bring the bananas home. I'll tell everybody to eat a banana. Eat a banana. Stone, eat a banana. Brock, did you eat a banana? Did you guys take a banana? Take a banana. Don't forget to take a banana. You got a banana? Put a banana in your backpack. Take a banana. We got a banana. Use a banana. Eat the damn banana. And they don't. And I go back to the store. I'm going shopping again this week. 50, 60 cents a pound. I might buy the organic bananas. I'll buy maybe the other. Maybe I'll do plantain. I don't know. I'll grab some sort of banana fruit for the fiber and for the vitamin C and the potassium. Bananas have a lot of vitamin C. And I will bring the bananas home, and I will beg them to eat the banana. And after days, they turn mushy and dark, and nobody wants to eat them. And I throw them out, and then I buy them again. And this is tough for me because I grew up in a family where you don't waste food. You had to finish your plate. There were kids dying in other parts of the country, and you're not eating your food. And it kills me to take these bananas and throw them out. Now, there's always somebody that tells me, we'll make banana bread out of it. When am I going to have time to make banana bread? I'm trying to cut my carbs. And if my kids aren't going to eat a regular banana, I sincerely doubt they're going to eat banana bread. So then somebody will say, well, why don't you make banana pudding out of it? No, my kids wouldn't eat the pudding. I don't eat pudding, no. Unless it's chocolate mousse or a ganache within a chocolate cake, I don't eat anything with that sort of consistency. So I throw them out. And this is going on. So I don't know how many thousands of dollars I have spent on bananas that the kids just refuse to eat. Now, they will eat them if they are pure yellow, maybe with a touch of green, and they're firm, and they think they could kind of sink their teeth into it. But if at all there's a bruise. So I was looking online on what you could do, and apparently there are some tricks. You could actually paint the banana to make it not look brown or dark. They say, one, keep the bananas away from other fruits so they don't discolor. My bananas aren't with other fruits, so just at the center of the table. I put the bananas at the center of the table. I clear everything so you can't miss them. The kids cannot eat breakfast. They can't even walk into the kitchen without seeing the bunch of bananas on the table. There's just no way. They can't even go to the bathroom without tripping over the bunch of bananas. And there's nothing nearby those bananas for miles. And anyway, so it's not that. They say you could actually wrap the stems in plastic wrap. So you could take each banana after you buy it, wrap the stem in plastic wrap, and that might prevent the discoloring. So that might work. I might try that because I'm really sick of every week buying the suckers. If they do ripen, you could pop them in the fridge. Now, I put bananas in the fridge and they turn dark faster. Now, they say it's okay. As long as you don't care, the inside of the banana will still be nice and firm. Now, that's another trick I do. What I used to do with the kids, since they wouldn't eat the banana because they could see the outside peel, I would just cut the banana up. So a few months ago, I made my son some lunch, and I brought up a sandwich, and I had the bananas all cut in slices, and he looked at me like, no. I'm like, why not? He goes, because I know the banana was black and brown before you cut the pieces. And I'm like, but the pieces are fine. Now, they also suggest what you could do is you can marinate the banana in citrus fruit or ascorbic acid. You could take vitamin C, dissolve it, drip it onto the banana slice once it's peeled to make it look nice and fresh. You could even add diluted vinegar to the banana, they say. I didn't know how. Here, I'm looking right now at WikiHow, how to keep your sliced bananas from browning. They say you could put fruit juice on them like lime or lemon juice. If I'm having lime juice, I'm drinking a Corona. And then you could coat the sliced bananas in the juice. And then you can revive them with pineapple or grapefruit juice. You could put soda water on them. You could even put tap water. You could run the banana under tap water to try to salvage the color of it. You could freeze a banana. You could right before the banana is about to turn color, you could freeze it. And then, you know what I need to do? You know what I'm going to do? Exactly that. I'm just going to coat them in chocolate. The only time I've ever seen my kids eat a banana is if it comes in one of those baskets that have chocolate-covered fruits. And then if it's dipped in chocolate, they have no idea how bruised it is. And then I don't know how you do it. I think you use one of those Hershey shell things, and you dip it. You dip it, and then it's all chocolatey, and it's crispy. It cracks. The chocolate cracks. So maybe I'll do that. But anyway, so to make a long story short, I need some advice on how to get the kids to eat the gosh darn bananas. Now, somebody might say, well, why don't you just give them a different fruit? I have. I've tried apples. I've tried grapes. I've tried oranges. I have tried every fruit. They won't eat fruit. I don't get it. When they're little babies, they eat the little pear. I would eat the pear. You get the little Gerber, and you would give them the pear, and they would love pear. I buy them actual pears, and the pear is sitting there non-bruised. They won't touch it. Like when you were a baby, you used to eat pear, and you would poop pear, and you would pee pear, and you love pear, and now you don't eat it? No, Mom. It's okay. I'll drink a smoothie. So I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. And I'm sick of seeing the discolored bananas not eaten, and I'm not going to make banana bread. I'm done. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. We have Dorian calling from Virginia. Hey, Dorian, how you doing?
Hi, Doctor. I was just calling regarding the contents of the COVID vaccine, if you don't mind disclosing that, please.
Oh, okay. So you'd like the ingredient list of the COVID vaccine?
If you don't mind. Thank you.
Absolutely. Do you have any concerns? Have you taken the COVID vaccine yet?
I have not, but my mom and dad have. I just wanted to know what was in there.
Absolutely. I'm pulling it up right now. There's the original ingredient is the mRNA. The mRNA is a piece of genetic material that has a code to build the spike proteins. And so let me actually pull up what it's surrounded by, because there's a lot of chemicals surrounded. Let me see here. And the mRNA has to be enveloped in a lipid lipoprotein envelope. And that's to allow that mRNA from the vaccine vial to get into the body and then to get into the cell. In order for your muscle cell to be able to pick it up, it needs to have that transit or that conduit. Now, that's only for the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine. The Johnson & Johnson is a little different. So for the Pfizer vaccine, you have the mRNA. You have this lipid coat. And this lipid coat is full of, and now I'm reading it, all right? It's 4-hydroxybutyl azanidyl bis hexane 6-1-diol bis 2-hexyldecanoate 2-polyethylene glycol NN ditetra desylase tamide 1,2-disterol SN glycerol 3. So the lipid lipoprotein has obviously chemicals in there to make that little envelope. It also will have potassium chloride, which is something we've talked about. When we were concerned about some of the collapses, was the potassium chloride enough to mess with the heart or not? We don't believe so. CDC has not ruled that being an issue, but there's potassium chloride in there. Then they have monobasic potassium phosphate, sodium chloride, disodium phosphate, dihydrate, and then sucrose. So between the salts, between the sugar with the adjuncts, it's not enough to make anybody with diabetes worry. It's not supposed to be levels that could affect the heart or could affect, you know, cause congestive heart failure or anything like that. They're very, very small amounts that are supposed to help keep the virus, or the, not the virus, the mRNA within the vaccine content stable enough to get into the body, and then the body could do what it needs to. The Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, very similar. It has the mRNA, but the lipid envelope is a little different. And by the way, there is polyethylene glycol, the PEG, which we spoke about earlier on the show. So the lipid profile of the Moderna vaccine has something called SM102 polyethylene glycol, 2,000 dimeristoyl glycerol, cholesterol, 1,2-disterol, SN glycerol 3, phosphocholine. Again, those are things that help make that lipid envelope. But rather than the potassium chloride, they have something called trimethamine hydrochloride, acetic acid, sodium acetate, and then, of course, some sucrose. So not because you're tasting it or trying to make it taste better, but because, yeah, it's... These are adjuvants or ingredients that help kind of stabilize the vaccine. Your Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a little different because that uses an adenovirus as a vector to bring DNA. So rather than mRNA, it has DNA. And so these components, do we know enough about them? These are things that have been used in other vaccines. Many people are concerned, you know, about the newness of the technology. The newness of the mRNA is also debatable because we've used mRNA technology for other issues, for other medicines. In fact, we have tons of cancer research using mRNA technology, which is what they want to expand this to. But in terms of a vaccine to prevent coronavirus, a new strain of a virus that we haven't seen until 2019, it makes people a little kind of uneasy. But those are the ingredients. Let me make sure I answer Dorian's question. Hi, Dorian. Does that answer your question?
I guess it does for the most part, but a few of my friends with autoimmune type 1 have been going hypo after taking the COVID vaccine, and I was curious as to why, because there is sucrose in there, but you said it shouldn't be too much to affect the blood sugars.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. It's such a touch. So autoimmune, are they diabetic or they have autoimmune diseases like other diseases?
They are diabetic.
Oh, they are diabetic, yes. So something like this would not, should not alter the sugar. It should not alter pancreas function that we know of. Now, sometimes after the shot, you could feel bad. You might feel nauseous. I didn't want to eat, which made the whole family alarmed, going, oh my gosh, mom's not eating. And so, unfortunately, if some people go hypoglycemic, it could be because they just aren't eating their usual diet, maybe feeling a little nauseous for a couple days. But it shouldn't have that effect. That being said, these are new vaccines, and I believe we're still studying the whole range of side effects, even though the CDC believes most of the things reported are not vaccine-related. You know, I still have an open mind to people who say, look, you know, I noticed the vaccine did this to me. Has anybody else had this? And by the way, Dorian, if you want, let your friends know, we have on Facebook a Facebook page for any of you guys that want to read it and look at other people's experiences with the vaccine. It's called COVID Vaccine Experience, Good, Bad, Neutral. So people could say, look, it was fine. I had my vaccine. Didn't hurt. Nothing happened. Or others might report, I had this. Did anybody else have this? And in fact, that Facebook page started to highlight that people were getting a metallic taste after the vaccine with some recipients. And so we started to look at that. We started to study it. So it's nice to see what other people are reporting, even though the CDC might debunk it and prove that it has nothing to do with the vaccine. It is interesting to see what other people are experiencing, as long as they're giving truthful accounts, and see if there's something we need to look at or research. Okay?
Definitely. Thank you.
All right, Dorian, thanks for calling in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, we have some interesting, unfortunately, some we had a shooting today. I apologize. Now my computer is starting to act up. There was a shooting at Fort Derrick in Maryland, where a suspect, 38 years old, starts to open fire at the base, and he injured two. So just after 8 a.m. this morning, Frederick police said they responded to an active shooting. There are two male victims that were shot. They have been flown to a Baltimore hospital. They are currently in critical condition. Police said the gunman, 38 years old, was killed by military personnel at Fort Detrick. First responders rendered aid, but the suspect did later succumb to his injuries. And, you know, these active shooters, we spoke about how, you know, if we could make an analysis, or if we could study what makes them tick, why they would do something so heinous to just start shooting randomly. Many times the active shooters die at the scene, so we can't go into their head and figure out what's going on. We're going to be talking about this case where two brothers kill their whole family in Texas and commit suicide, and they thought they were doing their family a favor so their family wouldn't mourn them and be sad that they were gone, that they killed their family as well. I mean, we are dealing with people that have the most severe mental illnesses that are just walking around our world acting normal, you know, going into the same grocery stores, restaurants, possibly schools. Who knows? And then they decide to do something like this. So back to Maryland, authorities said that the victims, there were two that were shot on 8400 block of Progress Drive, flown to University of Maryland Shock Trauma Center in Baltimore. They do remain in critical condition. Suspect was shot by military personnel during the shooting at the Fort Detrick base. Police said first responders did render medical aid, but he died a short time later. So, officials, of course, reported that they did neutralize the active shooter situation. Interesting how they use the term neutralize. We use the term neutralize in medicine. It's a very, very powerful action, but neutralized has a softer tone. Rather than saying we killed the guy that was shooting everybody up, they say we neutralized, meaning we prevented any more chemical reaction or any more reaction or any more effect from that. So I'm fine with them using that term neutralized. And, you know, you do what you can to save lives, because not sure what the heck this guy was thinking and why he decided to start shooting people up. But we'll keep you guys posted as we get any more information. Keep your calls and questions coming at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wildfires dominate the news in Wisconsin and North Dakota. Wisconsin is in a state of emergency Monday after increased wildfire risk, with more than 300 blazes having already been reported this year. More than 1,400 acres have been burned in Wisconsin. Dry conditions and high winds have caused a fire to spread in the Theodore Roosevelt National Park and burn more than 3,000 acres in North Dakota. This blaze started just days after another fire threatened the city of Medora. The Biden administration will participate in multilateral negotiations Tuesday over the fate of the Iran nuclear deal. American and Iranian negotiators will not hold direct talks, but both countries will have diplomats in Austria for the meetings.
Director Grossi offered a proposal for Iran to address unanswered concerns. We also recognize that the Director General has put forward a realistic schedule, which we understand Iran has accepted.
Ned Price from the State Department, USA Radio News. A Rasmussen poll says less than a majority of respondents are convinced that former Minneapolis cop Derek Chauvin should be found guilty of killing George Floyd last Memorial Day. The National Phone and Web Survey found that 48% of likely U.S. voters said Chauvin should be found guilty. 21% disagreed, while 31% said they weren't sure. The poll of 1,000 likely voters was done March 30th and 31st and has a margin of error of 3 percentage points. Vice President Kamala Harris was tasked last month with leading efforts to address migration at the southern border, where the nation is facing a humanitarian crisis amid a surge of masses coming to the states. 2 weeks later and no visits, no communication from frontline workers, and no action to address the crisis. According to Harris's office, she'll work closely with various cabinet members. The man accused of trying to extort $25 million from Representative Matt Gaetz's family admitted Monday that he asked the congressman's dad for cash, but denied it was a shakedown. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're back with Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I have already moved forward to the paper towel for my allergies. I've run out of hankies. I've run out of Kleenex. So luckily I have paper towel. I'm using the Brawny. Right, big Brawny or Bounty, the bigger, quicker paper upper, Bounty. I use Bounty. Whatever has the jingle, that's the one I use. So, hey, it's absorbent. It does what it can. Just, I gotta tell you, I am not handling allergy season well at all. Okay, so for those of you that are kind of looking at what's been going on in Europe, Europe is kind of leading the way for our next phase of COVID, just like they led the way last year. So we seem to follow what happens in after Europe. Europe seems to get it first, just like New Year's. You know, everybody is celebrating New Year's in Australia, and then they celebrate it in parts of Asia, and then in Europe, and we're here in America going, when do we get to do New Year's? It's still daylight, and everybody is partying it up around the globe, and here we are in America still waiting. Same thing with flu. Flu will hit other areas, it'll hit the southern hemisphere, it might hit the east, and then we just wait until we finally get our flu. So maybe it's advantageous because we get to watch and see what happens in other places, or sometimes we just seem to look like we're behind the curve. So Europe definitely gets kudos for taking the hits first when it comes to COVID, when it comes to the cases spiking like we're seeing in Italy, as we're seeing in France, as we're seeing in Germany, India has had, not in Europe, but India has had, I think, another 30, 40,000 cases in the last 24 hours. So, you know, we are needing to be very receptive to the idea that what's happening over there might eventually happen over here to us. One thing that doesn't seem to be happening yet is our enthusiasm for the AstraZeneca vaccine. Dr. Fauci had even suggested that we might not need the AstraZeneca vaccine because we are opening up a vaccination eligibility. I think we're Biden's administration is going to now open it up as of April 19th. Everybody should be able to have access rather than the May 1 deadline. So states are already in my neck of the woods. Anybody 16 on up who wants to get the vaccine can now sign up. Pending supplies, at least they could go ahead and sign up. So if Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer have already flooded our market with vaccines, we might not need the AstraZeneca vaccine. Some of you are breathing a sigh of relief because you haven't really liked what you've heard in Europe when it comes to the AstraZeneca vaccine and possible shot or possible clot link. So that's been a cluster because that's been going back and forth. There were some people who reported blood clots, and the European Medicine Agency, I think it was the EU Medicines Agency or one of the medical regulators in Europe, ended up saying, no, guys, AstraZeneca is fine. You could still use it. It's not clot. It's not linked to the clot cases. Meanwhile, Germany is like, we're not going to use it. Multiple countries are like, we're going to suspend certain batches or we're just not going to use the vaccine. We'll use something else. And then that started to throw everybody into a tailspin because COVID cases are rising. People were panicking that more people would die of COVID while people were hemming and hawing, you know, not pooping or getting off the pot when it comes to the AstraZeneca vaccine. And there were some cases of clots or CVST. CVST is a cerebral venous sinus thrombosis. It's a big, bad clot to the brain. And symptoms of that can be headache and blurred vision and seizures, and people can die. And so there were some cases that they thought were possibly linked to the AstraZeneca shot, and the medical agencies in Europe saying, nope, nope, not the AstraZeneca shot, you're all good. Keep going, keep using it. Well, today we hear that the European drug regulator chief says there is a clear link between AstraZeneca and blood clots. It's very, very rare, a very low rate, but a clear enough link that they're going to just reserve that shot for people under 30 years old. And they say they don't see as many of the cases in those under 30, so they'll use the AstraZeneca for the younger crowd. Now, remember, AstraZeneca was already a younger vaccine, younger age group vaccine, because it wasn't tested in those, I believe, over 55 or 65. I have to double check. So it wasn't for the seniors. That shot was indicated for, I believe, 55 and below. So for them to just kind of narrow the range to 30 and below, not kids, of course, it's not too big of a stretch. And AstraZeneca, yeah, I haven't even seen what their stock has done. I have to, I'm not sure. I'll double check that one. So when this news hit, obviously people who have been, Dr. Dahlia, I'm worried about the shot. I told you I don't want to get the shot. I'm not excited about the shot. You know, they said, did you see this? Did you see this? And I've never changed my position on these vaccines. My position is that there are going to be certain side effects, and there are going to be, unfortunately, certain casualties, because nothing is 100% safe. But as public officials have to outweigh the benefits versus the risks, because of COVID and the death rate, and I forget how many we are. Okay, sorry. I'm doing what Biden did. I have to look up the number. Because there's been 2.8 million deaths globally, in the U.S., 568,000 deaths, public officials are going to pick one, and they're going to say the vaccine is safer than the possible side effects. But as I had said last month when the debate first started, what I would recommend is anybody who is, first of all, if anybody did sustain a clot, run a coagulable, it's called a coagulability panel that takes a look to see if they're factor V lead-in mutation carriers or what potential they had to get a clot. Were they smokers? Were they maybe on estrogen? Did they have a family history of blood clots? Did they have a genetic mutation? And then if so, people could be screened. You could screen people for which shot they could get. But that costs a lot of money, takes a lot of time, and so much bureaucracy with that one and red tape that I don't see anybody taking that advice. Unfortunately, now you have people scared. And you have people distrusting regulators. We're going to talk a little bit later about how there's a poll looking at how people are not as trusting of the CDC as they once were, based on some of the back and forth. Well, America is watching what's happening in Europe, and if they're seeing that European agencies were saying, guys, it's safe, it's fine, there's no leak, nothing to see here, no need to connect the two, it's a false narrative, fake news, and then all of a sudden you have somebody go, nah, honestly, we don't know why some people are getting clots, but yeah, some people are getting clots, that's going to freak people out. And the growing consensus is we're not being told the truth. If there have been 2,000 deaths that the CDC has had to investigate, and the CDC says none of them are vaccine related, as a doctor, I'm going to believe them because we are trained that you believe the CDC. But if the CDC is equitable to the same agency in Europe that had said, guys, no link, nothing to see here, no, and then they're going, actually, yeah, there is a link, then people aren't going to believe the CDC. And I've always said the same thing. People want honesty. I get that in the short run, honesty might scare people from getting the vaccine. But I look at the long game. And the long game is if somebody thinks that anybody is throwing them some BS, then when the CDC says, all right, guys, you need to do this, nobody's going to believe it. And we're already starting to get to that level where many people are listening to the CDC going, you want us to do what for Easter? Really? What? So if I was with the CDC, or if I was Dr. Fauci, or if I was anybody in the Biden administration, I would just get on camera or get behind the mic and say, look, guys, right, which is why they aren't asking me to do it. I'd say, look, okay, we have this many people died of COVID. We don't think the vaccines are going to kill the average person or hurt the average person, but there are going to be some people having side effects. So your choice is COVID or the low, low risk of a side effect. Me personally, I'd rather get the vaccine and because I'm more scared of COVID. And that's what I'd say. 1-877-DR-FAUCI, you'll go away.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So luckily, the death rate is starting to level off. Still, COVID-19 was not the number one cause of death in 2020. They say it still lagged behind heart disease and cancer. So COVID-19, although it did kill, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, unfortunately, in this country, and we're still debating, of course, where we are still, unfortunately, you know, debating how many times COVID-19 was used as a cause of death when it might not have. The CDC said that COVID-19 ended up being the third leading cause, and that the pandemic pushed the total U.S. death toll beyond 3.3 million, which is the nation's highest annual death toll. People had asked, well, aren't we having the same number of people die this year as we did last year versus flu and pneumonia and heart disease? It was higher. They say the coronavirus caused in 2020 375,000 deaths, was the third leading cause of death after heart disease and cancer. Heart disease is always the number one cause of death. It's been that way for decades, cancer as well. And so COVID-19 deaths now hitting the 568,000 mark. We have about 8,700 in critical condition, according to Worldometers. That is slowly upticking, going up since last couple weeks, but it's staying steady. Not a good sign when we're seeing surges, but some states are seeing more cases than others. Of the top 10 states, we're seeing an increase of 15% or more. That includes North Dakota, which is up about 5%. Washington State has been up about 15%. Illinois, up 16% in the last week. Ohio, up 18%. Arizona, up 18%. Oregon, up 21%. Michigan, up 30%. Michigan has had a lot of cases, even those who have been vaccinated. We'll talk about that a little bit later as well. Maine has been, I don't know what the exact percentage is. They're not saying it hasn't been filled, but it hasn't been completed on this article. But Maine has had a spike. Alaska has as well. And then Nebraska. Nebraska, they said it's been up 70% in terms of case numbers. New cases in the last 7 days, 175. But mind you, Nebraska hasn't been that active with COVID. So for them to now go up to 175, it's a huge uptick. And somebody had asked, could the vaccines be causing our numbers to go up? Now, that's interesting because you're going to hear people at the same time go, yes, no. Some will say no, some will say yes. Logic dictates, as we are mass vaccinating, as we're close to 20% of the country vaccinating, cases should go down. And so vaccines are helping. Vaccines might be staving off the numbers. However, on the flip side, if you are vaccinated, are you a little bit more lax? I mean, I've been. Now, you know, I've always shown care, and I've worn my mask, and even before COVID, I would wear masks with patients and things like that. But am I starting to be a little bit more social? Am I hugging people? And I'm not doing the whole, I'm going to stand over here. I mean, if I see somebody that's a friend of mine and they're vaccinated, I'm going to hug. So you could argue that those people who are vaccinated might be just a little too quick to be open and touchy and free. And in Michigan, they say nearly 250 fully vaccinated people have tested positive for COVID. So we know that you could still get COVID when you're vaccinated. We know that you could still, well, there's been some debate with the CDC, but I feel that if you can get COVID when you're vaccinated, you could also shed it and give it to shed, S-H-E-D, to other people. So, but one of you had asked if you are releasing more viral particles if you're vaccinated, will a vaccinated person who doesn't have COVID make somebody sick with COVID? The answer to that is a vehement no. The way these vaccines work, you're not creating the virus. You're just making the spike proteins to train your immune system to identify it and fight it. So you're not infectious at any point. The only time you are infectious when you get a vaccine, at the most esoteric, rarest possible chance, is if you get a live attenuated virus, which none of the COVID viruses are. The live attenuated viruses, we've seen those with the nasal spray with flu, not the injectable, but the nasal spray. We see that with the MMR, with the varicella, where they take the virus, they weaken it, or they genetically modify it to that the shape, its entity, will come into your body, trigger the immune response, but it's not strong enough to make you sick or to replicate. Those are the live attenuated viruses. We're not using that with COVID. We're not. We're using genetic material to have your body make a protein that you're, a spike protein that your body could then recognize when the real thing comes. So you shouldn't be getting sick. But if somebody wants to make an argument that they do think that, you know, some people might be more lax and people who are vaccinated and they're seeing in the news that the cases are going down, they might not be as diligent with social distancing and all that. I personally feel it's not the social distancing and the mask use. I really believe it's we have variants. We're being told now that the COVID-19 variant, the one that spreads easier, has already been detected in all 50 states. That's the UK B1171. So we're already seeing the case. I mean, and that's for those cases that we're watching. Yeah, I'm licensed in multiple states, and Arizona made one of the top 10 lists for COVID. And people have been calling. I've seen an uptick in people calling with COVID symptoms. And I say, look, this could be COVID. They're like, no, it's not COVID. I had COVID in the past. It's definitely not COVID. I go, it still could be. No, I have a cold. All right. Yeah, we're still in the trail end of cough and cold season. And sometimes allergies can predispose you to sinus infections, but this could still be COVID. And they're calling telemedicine, so they're not getting tested, because they're trying to get treated on telemedicine. And when I say, look, you need to get tested, I don't want you going to work, but how many times, you know, how easy it is for them to just hang up on me and just not tell their boss that I had suggested they isolate and get tested. So I think we're having issues because there are people with it. There are people that don't want to isolate. They're sick of the isolation, and they need to work. They're sick of the whole mask and social distancing thing. They're sick of the concept that they could be getting COVID again. I mean, in the past, if you got a cold, you were supposed to stay home for a day or two till you felt better and go back to work. With the flu, after the fever went away, you'd go back to work. Now, with COVID, no, you have to be off work at least 10 days. People aren't liking that. So I do think that if people have it, they are infecting others because they're not avoiding others. We're being told here in Nebraska, the 7-day rolling average has risen 114% over the last 2 weeks. Now they're clocking in 243 cases per day, up to 522 a day. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.